Welcome to CoreFast, where we're always short on time, but big on science. I'm Steve Sobieszczyk. Today's question is a good one. What are we doing about acid rain? Scientists from many disciplines are studying acid rain and its impact. The National Acid Precipitation Assessment Program, NAPAP, a federal program involving representatives from more than a dozen federal agencies, has sponsored studies on how acid rain forms and how it affects lakes, crops, forests, and materials. Because buildings and monuments cannot adapt to the changes in the environment, as plants and animals can, historic structures may be particularly affected by acid rain. Scientists are studying effective control technologies to limit the emissions from power plants and automobiles that cause acid rain. The amount and usefulness of regulations that would require limits on air pollution are also being studied. Finally, scientists are examining the processes of deterioration to find effective ways to protect and repair our historic buildings and monuments. Agencies like the National Park Service, which are charged with protecting and preserving our national heritage, are particularly concerned not only about the impact of acid rain, but also about making the best choices for maintaining and preserving our historic buildings and monuments. And now you know. Join us every weekday for a new Core Fact. If you're looking for more in-depth science coverage, please check out the USGS CoreCast at usgs.gov/CoreCast. To have your own question potentially featured on the air, send it to corefacts@usgs.gov or leave a voicemail with us at 703-648-5600. However, do remember that this is a long-distance charge, so long-distance fees do apply. The USGS CoreFacts is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of the Interior.